Unit 2, page 45, part 2. Access to information from spoken texts. 30 points. Walking in nature.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to our program, Lifestyle. With us in the studio today is Dr. Trabelsi, who would like to tell us about a new experiment conducted at Stanford University. The experiment deals with the effect of nature on mental health. Good morning, Dr. Trabelsi. Welcome to our program.
Good morning.
Why was this experiment conducted? Previous studies show that people who live in cities have a higher risk of suffering from psychological problems, such as repetitive thoughts focused on negative emotions, stress, and depression, than those who live in rural areas. Since most people are city dwellers and spend very little time in green, natural surroundings, the researchers at Stanford University wanted to find out if exposure to nature could improve the mental health of people who live in cities. Can you tell us how the experiment was conducted? The researchers chose 38 healthy adult volunteers who lived in the city. They asked them to fill out a questionnaire, and then they scanned the participants' brains in order to check their blood flow in the brain. This was done because greater blood flow in the part of the brain that is responsible for repetitive thoughts shows increased activity in those areas. Such a finding would indicate that the participant had negative thoughts. The participants were then divided into two groups and had to walk for 90 minutes. One group walked in a natural area with trees and grass, while the other walked in an urban area along a street with very heavy traffic. The participants in both groups could walk at their own pace, but had to walk alone and were not allowed to listen to music since the researchers didn't want any distractions to interfere with their experiment. When the participants returned from their walk, the researchers scanned their brains again. The participants then had to fill out the same questionnaire again. So what were the findings of the experiment? The researchers found out that the participants who walked in nature had fewer repetitive thoughts focused on negative emotions than those who walked in the urban areas. Their brain scans showed that in the part of the brain responsible for these thoughts, there was less blood flow, which means this part of the brain was less active when people walked in nature. What did the researchers conclude from these findings? These findings are extremely interesting because they show that mental health can be improved by exposure to nature. It is true that the experiment focused only on walking in nature and didn't check other aspects, such as spending time in nature without doing any physical activity. Maybe further experiments should check if any exposure to nature influences our thoughts and mood. Meanwhile, since most people in the world live in cities and their number is expected to keep growing, it is very important that city planners understand the connection between exposure to nature and people's mood and integrate nature into urban areas. More parks and gardens and more trees in buildings' yards may benefit city dwellers and improve their mental health. Thank you, Dr. Trabelsi. You have given us a lot to think about. Let's hope our city leaders will take this information into account. And meanwhile, let us all make time for walking in nature.